This week's Torah reading is called Chukas, which means irrational laws. Many things happen in this week's reading. And interestingly, most of them happen actually by the end of the traveling of the Jewish people through the desert. So basically, in this week, like almost 38 years go by just very quick from one verse to another. One of those stories that happened actually after this 38 years, basically 40 years of wandering through the desert, is that the people didn't have water. Why? Because Miriam, who was the sister of Moshe Rabbeinu, passed away, and the well of water that accompanied the Jewish people through the desert was actually there in the merit of Miriam. So when she passed away, the well basically disappeared. So the people complained to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Moshe, we need water." And Moshe, of course, turned to God and said, "They need water." And God told him the following verse in Hebrew, "Bedibartem el ha-sela." You and your brother Aaron, you have to talk to the stone. And the stone is going to give water and so on. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was basically angry, and we see one of the terrible results of being angry. Anger in general in Judaism is a very, very lowly thing, very bad, evil thing. But basically, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the Jewish people and he hit the stone. And not just once, he hit the stone twice. And then the stone gave water and the people drank and everything's fine. God did not like this attitude of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he told him, look, him and his brother Aaron, because you did not talk to the stone. I told you to talk to the stone. You did not talk to the stone. You hit the stone. Therefore, you are not the leaders that will bring my children, the Jewish people, into the land of Israel and so on. They passed away outside of the land of Israel. And the story moves on. This is a story, but let's try to analyze a little bit what was going on with Moshe Rabbeinu. God told him, "Vedibartem, you will talk to the stone." Why did he hit the stone? Simple answer is he got angry. As soon as you get angry, you make mistakes. So beware, don't be angry. But maybe we can add some psychological ideas behind this. And maybe we could say the following. Moshe Rabbeinu knew his people. He knew the people that came out of Egypt 40 years before. They were tough people, constantly complaining about everything, making problems and rebellions about everything. So they had to be treated in a very harsh and tough way. That's why 40 years before, when the people needed water, what did Moshe do? He actually hit the stone, and the stone gave the water. No problems. Nobody complained. God did not complain either. He hit the stone and the stone gave water. Now, 40 years passed, and those who actually went out of Egypt, those people, those men between 20 and 60 years, they passed away already. In this particular parsha, again, we are talking about the events after this decree of death in the desert passed, finished. So Moshe Rabbeinu thought these people continue being exactly the same type of people that those who left Egypt. They need to be treated harsh. They need to be, quote unquote, hit in order to understand things. But the truth is that people changed. And the leadership that Moshe Rabbeinu had to offer to these, quote unquote, new people was a different type of leadership. A leadership based on words, not on hitting. And therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak, did not upgrade his leadership, he hit the stone again. God said, wait a second, you didn't get it. These people need a new type of leadership. These people need words. Bedibartem el ha-sela, you have to talk to the stone. And it's going to give the water. And since Moshe Rabbeinu was not ready for this new type of leadership, therefore, he was not actually the leader that brought the Jewish people into the land of Israel. From here, we can, of course, learn a very deep lesson. Things change. Generations change. Education changes. People change. And you have to be ready for the new challenges that education brings us, new challenges that leadership brings, and you have to learn how to talk, not so much how to hit the stone.